By select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Thunder Country weather. This Thunder Country weather update for all of southern Iowa is brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton. They're open now. Get it done quick and get it done right. Cloudy skies today. Your high around 42 degrees overnight tonight. Rain and snow in the forecast. Little or no snow accumulation expected for your Sunday. Rain and snow showers throughout the day. Your high around 50 and windy. KIIC.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in. Welcome in to the fastest hour in all radio. Going to be really fast here this morning as we are drenched in the madness. The madness of March, and yes, indeed, the ladies and men's brackets are underway. Joe Millage joining me. I don't know. It never gets old, the craziness around these tournaments. We're trying to find our Cinderella, and the first round is in the books for the men's. The ladies are still working that out. A little chalky on the ladies' side, as always, but chalking up another win for local charities and the CJ3 Foundation, because once again, our good buddies from C-First, who have put their money where their mouth is, putting the community first, everyone's going to win, even us chumps.
Well, you got that right, Jason. It's it's why we do it every year, because you can never write the story. You never know who's going to win. And here we are, one round in, and we've already had some surprising upsets and some surprising games, including even on the women's side last night with Iowa State coming from 20 down. I hate to admit this, but I turned the TV off at halftime. And went out and walked the dog a little bit, turned our broadcast back on with Learfield, and heard the ending and just absolutely couldn't believe it. It is March Madness.
Absolutely, and yet that wasn't an upset. I think the seventh largest comeback in history, but it was an upset. And, that's the thing that, between the men's and women's brackets, it still has that chalky feel to it. I think only one higher-rated seed was defeated last night in the first round.
That's right. And when you look at the brackets, whether it's the brackets done it with March Madness with the NCAA, or whether it's fantasy sports from Yahoo, no perfect brackets. There are very few. I think less than a handful of perfect brackets remain. It's just almost impossible to figure these out. That's why we love it. That's why we're drawn to it like a moth to a flame, and then we get burned.
And I noticed this year you only submitted one entry underneath the name of Joe Millage.
Right. Well, I have another one under Paitlin Park, but we did change things up just a little bit this year, just kind of given the way that our pool host changed things up on us this year. We did allow one entry per person, so we have all told 1300 and some odd change. I think 1347 I think is the number total entries, and I still think that's a number that's up over previous years, because again, we've had some folks in the past put four or five brackets together, gave them a little better chance to win our tournament prizes. So I think now everybody's kind of happy.
All right, so for those who are going to be the happiest at the end, who brackets end up beating all of us chumps, has a chump ever won the entirety? I was just thinking about the history. You know,
no.
After a while, I forget what I even put in for an entry because I've never been close. But I don't think a chump has ever won overall or even been in the top 10. And now, I could have that wrong. Murphy's going to be on here in a few seconds.
No.
But
no,
I don't recall.
No, you're right.
So
that's right.
You know, we would be the Cinderellas of the story. That's where we're at here. We would be the Cinderellas of this story. That's so I'm hoping you get your slippers this year, Millage.
Well, and I don't know,
the chumps, you know, that can wear them as well as anybody.
I don't know if you happened to catch that Oakland basketball game the other night. That dude ripped off, I think, 10 three-pointers in that game. They commented on ESPN, I think, afterwards, we're not the Cinderella. So it'll be interesting to kind of follow Oakland. By the way, that's not Oakland, California. That is Oakland, Michigan.
Yeah.
It is Oakland University of Michigan. But they will play, I think, later today, North Carolina State.
Are they still a Bay City, though?
Bay on the Five Lakes region, yes.
Yeah, see? So it's Bay City, Oakland. Just saying, hey, for the winner of this all and our winners in this contest, what's at stake for all of us? Or not for us, but for the rest of us.
Well, exactly. Folks tend to, you know, it's springtime. It's time to get out and do stuff at in the yard or at home. And folks love our $500 Menards gift card that they provide to the overall winner. The second place finisher is second place goes gets four tickets to Adventureland with an overnight stay at Adventureland Inn, and then $100 restaurant card to the Iron Horse in Sheraton for third place.
Good stuff. Do you get over the Iron Horse very often? I love it over there. It is tremendous.
Yeah, good stuff at the Sheraton.
Fine dining, buddy. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Yep.
All right, we're gonna catch up with we're gonna have the president online. Did you know that, Millage?
El Presidente, the overall number one man, the reason that we can play this game each and every year.
The only reason we get to do that is because of this man, and you would never make the president leave or wait. We certainly wouldn't want him to leave, but we would never make him wait. So why would we wait? Greg Hanshaw's on the line with C First, the president, El Presidente. And first of all, thank you once again for making this possible, letting us have fun and chump around. But more importantly, thank you for the generosity of Community First, putting your money where your mouth is, putting the community first. And Millage and I had been bantering about this for a while. It's got to be close to $25,000 to $30,000 you guys have given. And I may be wrong, but it's just really impressive.
Yeah. All the charity.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, fellas, that's great. That's very nice of you to point that out. It's just kind of our DNA. It's what we do, and it's something we love doing. And this is one example that our staff and many others in this part of the state have all sorts of fun with every year, obviously. And that makes it even better. You know, we can provide a great way to offer some cash to a very worthwhile recipient, but at the same time have all sorts of fun.
That's right. Now, Jason, they not only provide the funding here for us to do this, and the benefactor this year again is our veterans group, CJ3, that helps veterans, but they, as a growing employee group, also play along, and I think they have Greg, don't you guys do some prizes for your folks internally there at C First?
Yeah, we do, Joe. We have our own internal contest within the contest, and anybody that finishes ahead of me gets all sorts of good stuff. And let me tell you, I think you're well aware. The last few years, we've handed out a lot of fun stuff to a lot of folks.
Well, Greg, one thing that we did not have to do, the two of us, is we didn't have to ride. Other than now, I'm a bandwagon Iowa State fan. But I didn't have to deal with the emotion of picking against my own team.
There you go. Yeah.
Jason, you didn't have to pick against Iowa. That's right.
Right. An interesting dynamic for sure. I mean, it was, am I pretty bummed and unhappy that they're not in, or am I just kind of happy I don't even have to think about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, we still got something to think about. We got this thing called the NIT, and I've never been so excited in all my life. Outside of the time I allowed my daughter to paint my toenails. That, you talk about excitement, Greg, I'm telling you. Tell me, because I know you have such an efficient group, and you have to be the way you guys are growing, but do you, like, have this meter in your room where, you know, as the lights go up as the production gets better, and then the lights go down? I mean, are you able to see the production volume? Volumes go up and down based upon game times?
Oh my gosh, that's interesting. I don't, but that would be fun to have. I might get our IT guys on that immediately. See if we can put something together. Wouldn't that be interesting? I think I get a pretty solid, pretty accurate vibe just from the hallway talk, you know what I mean? And what I can hear coming from a distance.
Well, you're thinking about your IT guys, man, that's a tough job in this old world, because you're not only coming up with new technology, and what you guys are doing with your app is just fantastic. You know, the ability to do the type of things that you do and still make it personal and up close, but also the security things you have to challenge with. Man, it is, the IT guy is, and ladies, they got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, I tell you. That's an everyday, all the time, ongoing, top of mind kind of a thing, and it's. I'm glad I'm not in that specific line of work, but in the work that we do as an organization, it's always top of mind, and it's unfortunate. It's a sign of the times and the world we live in. There's a lot of people that live day to day just to do bad things to other people, which is very unfortunate. Obviously, thankfully, Community First and many, many other organizations have the tools and the things in place to keep that to a minimum, but it's you sure can't let your guard down, not these days.
All right, I gotta ask him real quick, which of the two brackets are your eyes more focused on, Greg, the ladies or the men's?
Well, I'll ask why. I have to admit it's the women's. Without a doubt. I mean, there's just more genuine interest for me personally to see how, especially the Hawkeye women do. But quite honestly, I'm an Iowa guy. You know, I'm a huge supporter of Iowa and Iowa State, but I'm an Iowa alum. And as it became more and more apparent, it was highly unlikely the Hawkeyes were going to be in the tournament. For weeks, I've had a lot more interest in following what was going on in women's basketball, not just the Hawks, but, you know, the top probably 6 or 8 or 10 teams that are all kind of fun to track and watch and have an idea of what's going on. And I think the whole thing's going to be a lot of fun, but that bracket that the Iowa ladies are in is just going to be a ton of fun to watch.
Definitely had a feel of made for TV, why would you not want to set that up with all those storylines being built in that bracket, as you said, Greg? And hey, appreciate the storylines that you've helped create, and that they've all been heroic for our community. And you're growing. That's obviously that's a great sign that you're doing the right things. But it's certainly obvious when we get those big checks and give them out to the organizations. And really appreciate the fun you bring for us, but also the generosity. And kudos to all your entire staff at CFIRST as well.
Well, hey, thank you, fellas. Really appreciate that. Again, we're super pleased to do it and be a part of this. Thank you for the work you all put in and putting this whole thing together and making it happen year after year. It's a fantastic thing for not only for our veterans and the groups that receive some of the good out of it, but for everybody that gets to participate and be a part of it. And we just love doing it, so thank you.
That is the president, Greg Hanshaw of Community First Credit Union. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. And, Greg, get ready to get your scissors ready. I think we might be joining up together to cut down the nets at the NIT. Good stuff.
Sounds good.
He's a great Hawkeye fan.
Thank you, guys.
If you're a Hawkeye fan, you have to be great just to survive what you have to go through to get there. But we're going to take a timeout. We're coming back. We're going to catch up with the chumpiest chumps you'll ever meet. You know, Millage? He used to be a young guy. We all used to be young guys when this all started all those years ago. Now he's a sports icon.
Keith Murphy.
He's going
to
join us.
Yeah.
All right, a quick timeout. We're coming back to Fast Hour on All Radio, a special edition of Stump the Chumps right here on your Coach's Corner.
What's holding you back from living your best life? If it's poor credit or no credit, Community First Credit Union has the solution for you. With our new Charge Up Credit Builder program, we make it possible for you to establish or rebuild your credit so you can achieve your dreams, whether it's owning a home, purchasing a vehicle, or something else. So, what do you say? Why not let Community First Credit Union help you charge up your credit to new heights? Subject to approval and program qualifications, Equal Housing Opportunity, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Hi, this is Sam Shepard. My dad, Larry Shepard, owns Southern Iowa Technologies in Albia. Farmers, when it comes to protecting your livestock, property, and other assets, we take it as seriously as you do. Contact us to provide you with camera systems customized to your liking so that you can have your eyes on your investments 24/7 and be alerted if anything is out of the ordinary. Homeowners and business owners, we've got your back too, and can come to you to provide a one-on-one consultation about your safety needs.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your next project at Menards. Give your space the platinum treatment in one coat with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. Its stain shield technology protects your spaces with a performance you'd expect from a luxury paint at a price you wouldn't. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
When it comes to your health, quality matters, and so does convenience. At Lucas County Health Center, they're committed to providing you and your family with the care you need close to home. Everything from doctor's appointments to total knee replacements, they have you covered. Learn more about the services at Lucas County Health Center by visiting lchcia.com. Lucas County Health Center. Better health starts here. Always caring, always home. Lucas County Health Center.
Money for nothing. That's what the sports icons do, Millage. As you were saying off the air, you know, we started this thing as a bunch of younger guys, and and one of us chumps turned out to grow into a sports icon in the state of Iowa, Keith Murphy. And as you were saying, were you meaning that he's gotten old? Is that what you were saying, Millage?
Saying that our first prizes in the early years were, hey, if you win the Stump the Chumps bracket, you get to meet Keith Murphy down at the brewery. And I pulled up some pictures last night, and this guy had dark hair. He looked good, young, but you look at what the contest.
Are you looking at your pictures? Because that sounds a lot like a Joe Millage progression to the.
That's true, but I've pretty much stayed where I've been. Keith has grown into a sports icon all because of this contest, and so yeah. I know he's got a lot to thank us for, and we appreciate him joining us this morning. Hey, Keith.
Is this a roast? Or something
else. There is a difference.
I don't know. I remember winning it one year because I was the only person in the contest.
It's 40 years ago.
You may not know this story, Murphy, but the very first time we threw this together on a Sunday whim, I had some crazy idea at Millage, and I run up here. We're going to do a special show to be in on a Wednesday night, and you were going to join us. And I come running out of my office without my picks, but printed off the bracket, get up here only to realize that I had printed off the ladies' bracket. And that was before we even would consider doing a ladies show. But now, my friend, I'm not sure which one of these brackets people have their eyes more fixed on. And are you feeling that same thing, in the highfalutin places that you hang?
Absolutely. And first of all, that story took a turn for the better. I thought when you said I came running out without my picks, I thought you were going to say I came running out without my pants. Because people know they're... People who are there know that that could happen with you.
That's happened.
Without your pig, not without your pants. Absolutely. We did a poll of our listeners with a few thousand votes just last week. Which tournament are you more interested in, the women's tournament or the men's tournament? And it was like 55-45 men's. And, that they're probably... more Hawkeye fans that might skew toward the women's tournament because they don't have the men's team in the men's tournament. But still, that number is unthinkable. 55-45. You asked that 3 years ago, 5 years ago. It's nowhere near close to that. But for many different reasons, the women's tournament just has some aspects that are more compelling than the men's tournament. There are more household names. There are teams and rivalries that are just more familiar to people because the women aren't one and done, and the women right now really have the bigger national stars, including the biggest star in college sports.
Now, that, what kind of challenge does that I'm got this, Millage. Has it brought a challenge? You're trying to cover both pools, and as a TV13 has always done a great job of covering the men and the women, but now you have three of the state programs in the women's side and two on the men's, and you got eyes that have to and want to and demand to follow the ladies. And so I would think that would create now resource issues for the TV station.
It does. I think it does for most of the media. We have to make choices. Like, we're not with the Cyclone women out in Palo Alto, California, where they just won in an epic comeback. They're 20 points down and came all the way from behind, 40 points by Audie Crooks, who's just a freshman and played high school ball, as you know, in Iowa at Bishop Garrigan. So we're not there. We work with one of our affiliates to get post-game coverage, and of course we show highlights. And we weren't with the Drake women in Manhattan, Kansas. We just don't have enough people and enough resources to be everywhere. But the highest general interest is in the Cyclone men and the Hawkeye women. So those are kind of our two biggest priorities for coverage. Of course, we'll have highlights and interviews with everybody. But yeah, we have to make choices when you have this many teams doing that well, and really two championship contenders in the Hawkeye women and the Cyclone men.
Yeah, Keith, I don't know if how many folks did what I did last night and turned the game off, the Cyclone game off at halftime, thinking, well, I just can't stand to watch this, only to find out another star was born with, as you mentioned, the freshman from Bishop Garrigan. And that just puts another layer on this tournament.
It does. I think a lot of people did turn that off. It looked like a mismatch. And, Brenda Fries, there's another Iowa connection. She's from Iowa. She used to be an assistant coach at Iowa State. She knows Bill Fenley well. I mean, she's won a national championship at Maryland. So you kind of felt like, oh gosh, this is just too much for a team that plays five freshmen. And, they just could not stop Audie Crooks. And this time last year, she was in high school. So it's one of the great debuts of all time. I think the 18 for 20 from the field and 40 points. The only other person in tournament history to have numbers like that was Bill Walton at UCLA. She made 90% of her shots and scored 40 points, and she's a true freshman. So yeah, that was an attention getting performance, and she's just she's terrific, and she has the personality to match. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to listen to her or talk to her, but you know, she was that person in high school that would sing the national anthem before the game, played every sport, everybody loves her. She's just got this bubbly, infectious personality. So it's just a tournament of riches for us here in Iowa. We have all these compelling players and storylines, and it is kind of cool to see the women's game branch out nationally the way it's, you know, women's basketball and girls basketball in the state of Iowa has always been a big deal, but it hasn't always been a big deal in other states, and others are catching up with us, and that's cool to see.
It is good stuff. Taking a look at the two pools, the women's and the men's, we're looking for Cinderella's on the men's side. The women's is so has been in this. You either say this is good because there's they do a great job of seeding the women's tournament, or there is still disparity between the haves and have nots. But we've only had one upset in the entire side on the ladies' side of the tournament. And by the way, while it felt like Iowa State was maybe going to be the underdog in that ball game, they were the higher seed with the comeback. But on the guy side, Cinderella stories, they no longer feel like Cinderella stories. Oakland with their big win, and they said, we're not Cinderella. So we're getting a lineup of posers, but is there a Cinderella story on the men's side this year?
Probably not one that will play all the way out, you know, like all the way to a championship, but a team like Oakland, which I think most people thought was Oakland, California, and it's, you know, it's Michigan. You know, that's such an unknown team that I don't think most of us even knew where Oakland was from. And that's kind of the cool part about the men's tournament, is on a given night you can have a guy that's going to be selling insurance in Albia next year, but right now he's sitting in Kentucky up for 10 threes in the NCAA tournament. So that's the cool part of it. But I think the disparity, especially in the men's game, because so many of the most talented players are one and done and then into the NBA, I think it's just easier to have a Cinderella now, because 18, 19-year-old freshmen, they don't know how to play together or play as physically as 23 and 24-year-old men. Like, you look at Iowa State's front line, Omaha Ballou was a five-star recruit from Waukee. He could have gone anywhere in the country. And I'm asked constantly from people, why is Omaha Ballou on the bench? Why is he not playing? Well, he's got guys in front of him. They're like 23 years old. And they just play T.J. Otzelberger's brand of physical basketball better. They just understand what the coach is asking of them more than Omaha does. He's just not ready to play more minutes in that style of play yet. So when you get an 18- or 19-year-old up against some of these teams on, say, in Oakland, they're 23, 24-year-olds, 24 years old, some of them in their fifth year, their sixth year, transfer portal, all of that, it can give any team making threes a chance for an upset. So I think it's become more likely in the men's game that you see these kind of upsets. And the women's tournament is still a little top-heavy.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to identify, you know, the 10 teams that have a shot to win the whole thing, and probably no one else does in the women's game yet, but they can't be one and done. Like, Caitlin Clark could not go to the WNBA last year. She wasn't old enough. She had to come back for her senior season because their rules are different. So I think I think that actually benefits the women's game. It gives us more of a chance to become attached to the players and know the players and know who plays for who. In the men's game, it's just nothing like it was when we started Stump the Chumps, however many years ago that was. You just knew the teams better. You knew the players better. Now it's hard for them to become household names because they go to the pros or they transfer to another school.
That, folks, is Keith Murphy. And, Keith, one last question. How does Andy Fales know that there's no adult bookstore in Pella?
Well, he was there when it was shut down, and shut down with extreme prejudice, from what I'm told. That is one of the best lines I've ever heard.
Oh, my gosh.
The Cyclone shut down Houston like an adult bookstore in downtown Pella.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well, Keith, hey, we're going to shut this down, buddy. I appreciate you stopping by, and we'll look forward to maybe catching up with you next week and see if Cinderella has slippers this year at all.
Okay, thanks, Keith. Well, by your introduction, I'll just hope to still be alive.
Yes, exactly. Welcome in. All right, we're going to take a time out. We're coming back. The fastest hour on all radio just blown right by. You're listening to a special edition of Stomp the Chumps right here on your Coach's Corner.
We're all about giving back to the community we serve. So we're active in organizations that support our kids, like 4-H and FFA, sponsoring events and scholarships. We support local school boards, fairs, and community organizations. You could say our interest in agriculture and the people who make it possible just keeps growing. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
Do your brakes sound like this? Or maybe more like this? It's time to make an appointment before you hear this. Make an appointment today at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. Quick Lane is on Main, just one block south of the square. All auto maintenance is at Quick Lane. Brakes, batteries, belts, tires, and even hoses, they do it all. Make an appointment today, 641-774-2586. Get it done quick and get it done right. Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect.
Whether you're expanding your operation to meet growing demand, investing in new technologies to maximize your yields, or simply safeguarding your farm for future generations, Bank Iowa can help you take the next step towards solidifying your operation's continued success. So anything you can imagine, let's make it happen. Bank Iowa, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back into the fastest hour on all the radio, the Coach's Corner, high above the Albion Square. I'm looking down, man. It's a beautiful sun-drip day. A little chilly out this morning. A little ice and frost on the pumpkins. What? Did you still have your pumpkins out, Jacob? Or do you, he got rid of his pumpkins. I think I still have mine out from last fall. I don't know if they're pumpkins anymore. You know, they're still orange, but, well, brown. Millis, you have your pumpkins out. You always decorate. Were you able to get them out? But there's a little frost on the pumpkins this morning.
There is, but no, I think DHS or somebody came by and took them after. It's too much. They're out there too long. They could cause a public hazard.
I don't even know how I got down that rabbit hole other than I was looking out and, speaking of rabbits, was thinking about the Easter Bunny.
Yeah,
and next weekend, I'll be standing down here looking at a mob of people around the square for our annual Easter egg hunt, the golden Easter egg hunt.
Golden Easter egg. More gold eggs this year than we've ever had. And, of course, lots of candy for the kids. It's 10 a.m. next Saturday. And you'll be hearing a lot more about that this week. Plus, the night before, a week from last night, coming up here, we'll have the movie Ghostbusters, which actually comes out this weekend. But we'll have a $2 Ghostbusters movie next weekend and a $3 snack pack at the concession stand. You can't go anywhere in America and get a deal that great on a first-run movie. So we hope to see you folks out. $2 to get in.
Going to be good stuff. Rumor has it, we're hoping to get the Easter Bunny on What's Up Albion next week.
Yep.
But I've heard, and I don't know if I speak full Easter Bunny, but I would just, if I was you, the listening audience, the smartest listening audience in all of America, I'd just be paying attention to Facebook and paying attention to the radio, because you never know. You never know. So
you never know what you can win.
Hey, what are we going to win out of this thing here, and who's in the lead?
I guess I'll turn over to that. But I just wanted to point out that Illinois Duquesne game today. That's going to be one I'm going to keep an eye on and be watching. It's a nightcap game here, it looks like, tonight. But I love seeing Illinois back in the tournament because their program's usually up or down, and more often down. But you talked about Cinderella. I think Duquesne could be that Cinderella that's made their way into the tournament with their conference win.
Now, you know Cinderella's an Ivy League school, Millage. She's definitely an Ivy League girl, you know, and so you know, when she gets her slippers on, she's going to be it's going to be Yale. Yale's going to be the Cinderella of the story. But then I think, yeah, go ahead.
Well,
yeah, anything you want to say, Millage?
Well,
it's my show. You're trying to take it over. What's the deal?
Oh. And it's always hard when we're doubling up here on from Oski to Albia. But yeah, we've not talked about who's in the lead so far, but. Copper 516 is currently in the lead with 27.
Is that Copper
points.
Or Cooper?
Well, if it's Cooper, they spelled their name wrong.
Is it
Copper
two P's or two O's, Millage?
Yeah, it's Mark Franke in second place. And you've got some interesting wins here with Purdue for Mark Franke and Wisconsin for Copper 516. DeHawks is in third place. You know, I love it when these people don't use their real names, but that's probably a good idea because they knew we would mention them on the air. Alex Anderson picks Iowa State. He's in fourth place. Let's see if I can see anybody else that I recognize in here. But where are you? Where do you show up on this thing?
You would have to scroll down. If you go, well, actually, if you started from the bottom, it'd be quicker to scroll up.
Jason Summer. Oh yeah, you're down there away. Yeah. 648. If I search under Jason's, our own Jason Stewart's not doing too bad here this morning.
He's a wrestling guy, and he knows nothing about basketball. He would understand what a pumpkin
even
is.
Talk about wrestling, the NCAA wrestling tournament.
Let's
going
not
on
talk
too,
wrestling at all. I just have given up on the Hawks.
Yep. Well, they're in third place right now, so ahead of Iowa State. But hey, I know you got a lot more to talk about. I'm going to bounce.
No, these guys would really rather hear your voice. Who's in the lead for the Chumps?
Oh, I think Keith is. Hang on a second. Let me look it up here.
And then one last question, because I asked
Keith
this.
Keith's got the 55th slot right now, and then Greg is second, and I'm third, and you're in dead last.
Yeah, the objective is to be the chump. You guys got this all backwards.
It's early. Early. The points awarded right now, just a couple of points. It's the points really go up as we go through the tournament here.
All right, I'll let you go. Andy Fales had it right. The disappointment probably greater than. Is there an adult bookstore there in Oskaloosa? Just asking for a friend.
I don't believe so.
Okay,
no.
The vault's safe. All right, good deal. Briggs is wondering. I wasn't, not because he was personally interested. He just for a friend, I think. Anyway, all right, Millage, we're gonna let you go. We're gonna talk some soccer. We gotta get back to these sports conversation. You know, the local sports. And by the way, I got the first year ladies soccer coach. It has been the era of the ladies. A year ago, you know, at the end of the year, recounting the big storylines of the year, and it was obvious that the big storylines of sports, period, was about the ladies. And then you open up 2024, and Lady Wrestling here in Albia. And now, Lady Soccer, their own program. And we're going to talk ladies soccer here, Coach, in just a second. But I got to start with the guys because they started last night. The guys got a scrimmage in, and Coach Matt Johnson here with me. Coach, first of all, you know, the ladies have been a part of the program for forever. Your sister is one of the toughest ladies soccer players that Albie's ever had. I think she was a pioneer. You know, she may have been the very first, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, there was a couple that came before her, but she was one of the OGs, like we like to call them. So, yeah.
And now they have their own show. But are you guys working together? Yeah, you still work together as programs?
Oh yeah, I coach. I'm actually the head coach for both boys and girls right now. During spring break, we ended up having that's when the state allowed us to start practicing. So we decided we were going to practice. We might as well get a weekend if we can. If they weren't at practice, then have fun whatever you're doing. We were able to get some practices in. We practiced on the pool field. We practiced at the game field. We both practiced on the same field at the same time. That way I could bounce back and forth, get to seeing both, have some input. I right now have two assistant coaches that are quality on both sides. I can trust that once I leave one side, I can and go talk to the other side that the job's going to be getting done. I'm joined today with two of them on the girl side. But yeah, we have had some tremendous practices the past couple weeks that get us extremely excited for what's coming up here in the future. So,
well, I always like starting with what I think is the one of the greatest indicators of what a program, how successful a program is going to be. And let's start with numbers and how many guys and ladies are out on the teams.
Right now, the guys' team has about 25 boys out.
Wow, good.
We have 11 seniors, so we're pretty top heavy.
You have an entire lineup that you have an ability to put out a lot of experience.
There's quite a few. We had a similar number a couple years back when one of our assistant coaches was still playing his senior year on the guys' side, but we have still quite a few out right now. A lot of kids that are still learning, but it gives them a great opportunity to play. And if they're either in the JV or the varsity game, there's plenty of opportunity with 25 kids. And it's really nice to have two separate teams being able to play. We had a couple of injuries last night going into last night, so we were kind of sharing some numbers, injuries and sickness. So we had to share kids in between, just so they could, so there was a little bit of breather.
Last night you had a scrimmage at Pella Christian, is that right?
Yep. And it was good to get that experience. So we got out there on some nice smooth surface, and it was interesting. It was good, though. It was good to get that experience, play somebody else other than themselves.
Get the season fully underway. Start out at home, isn't that correct, on Tuesday?
Yep, the boys and girls play on Tuesday.
Well, they play, and I looked at the schedule, but I wasn't wise enough to combine them together. And so are you guys playing the same place, same time? Or not same time, but obviously same place.
Yeah, the girls will play Tuesday at 5:30, and the boys will play right after that. The boys varsity will play right after that at 7:15. So
who do you have with you? You brought a couple of coaches in, and I know who they are, but I'm letting you set it up. This is called a tee, and here's the ball. Go put it up on there.
Well, I got my assistant coaches here with me today. I got Tony Karimski to my right and Jenny Riley to my right back. They have a tremendous amount of experience coaching. Tony comes with a lot of years of experience. Jenny is a lot of years playing. She is becoming a very well-spoken, what's the best way I want to word it? She is the way that Tony and I like to say it.
Well, she got the shirt on, it says it all, soccer mama.
Well, Tony and I like to word it that at least the girls have somebody other than two bald guys to listen to. She does a great job relating to them. She does a great job explaining to them what's going on, what we need to do. And sometimes they just need to hear it from somebody other than two bald guys. So,
we'll let you take the headset off of your bald head and give it to the soccer mom, and start with Coach Karimski. Coach, by the way, long standing in the program, coaching ladies is not necessarily new, but coaching an entire program just designed around the ladies, probably not all that different than doing the guys. Just now it's the ladies on the field, but this is a big moment for them.
Yeah, really excited. The girls are really excited too. I'm coming over from Centerville. You know, I had 6 years experience head coach over there, and when I got over there, it was kind of starting the program from scratch to where they were. So I have a little bit of experience of kind of building the program up, and just where the numbers are at, where the enthusiasm is, where the chemistry is, the excitement level. It's just really, it's a tribute to where Coach Johnson has built the program up, co-ed last year and years prior. And then just, kind of, as he said, the OGs, you know,
right.
I can remember, my first year playing soccer. I was part of the first year program.
Yep.
Playing with Cindy Stafford at the time and Cindy Spencer, who were part of the first ever team, and sharing some memories with them.
Now, how in the world, you know, I go back in my mind and remembering that very inaugural season, and I kind of displaced that, you know. Yeah. The ladies have been a part of the program from the very beginning. Yeah. But there's been some really good ladies that have played important parts on the men's team or the boys team.
Yeah, for sure. And reaching out and talking to some of those girls that when I was here at Albia previously coaching on the boys' side and sharing some of those stories and sharing some laughs and stuff. And I'm just really excited to be back here in Albia, coaching with Matt, coaching with Jenny, being around these girls. They're so coachable. They're hardworking. They're excited about the season. This week's going to be a lot of fun getting some games under their belt, and we're excited for the season to come.
All right, get my neighbor on, Jenny Riley, soccer mama. I was so excited when I saw you on there because, you know, you do bring a much easier to listen to voice. Although Tony and Matt have a really good voices for radio, but they certainly don't have the faces for TV.
Got a face for radio.
Yes, you guys do. But you've played this. You know, you as a lady, you played it. Yeah. You played it at the college level. You bring that type of expertise and a voice, I think, that kind of can relate to the ladies.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here. I played on a men's soccer team my entire life until my senior year when we started our own female team.
So you've been there, done this.
So yeah, this is taking me way back, 15 years now. It's really exciting to watch the girls grow and just to kind of just see them bond. It's amazing. Every time I step on the field with them, I'm just flooded with memories of being back on my first girls team.
So what was those, for you in the transition, strictly from being a part of the guys to your own program when you were a senior, and now you know you're helping lead this first year program? What's that big thing that you got, that maybe you felt you took way back then that now you can implement in this first step?
I just want them to soak it all up, soak up all the memories, take in everything, understand where they're at, because this is huge. They're setting all the standards for all the girls' teams that are coming up behind them. They're building the whole program, and they're doing an awesome job.
So I'm got to be really excited for Tuesday.
Yes.
And they open up at home, and you know, it's all part of history. It's a pretty exciting moment for the ladies again.
Yes. Yeah, we are all extremely pumped. I know Tony and Matt have been texting me constantly. They are ready to go. So
how good is this team going to be? I'll ask both of you that.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're excited. There's a lot of potential, and the girls are working really hard. They're asking the right questions, so what they don't know, they want to find out. We have some girls we feel with high-end potential, and we feel that we have a team that if we do things the way that we're capable of, we can compete with everybody on our schedule night in and night out. So, and for a first-year program, that's pretty remarkable, and you know, there's only so many times where you get the opportunity to kind of do first time ever.
Right.
And all these girls get that opportunity every single night out. Well, so that's exciting for us.
They're a first-year team, but they definitely shouldn't be underestimated.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. The history lines are being inked right now, and can't wait to see it unfold on Tuesday night. Have fun. We're going to be back in here. You guys are not done. This is just the first of many. Yeah. The very first show. This is all part of history. A quick timeout. We'll come back, and we'll continue to write this chapter of our history here at the Coach's Corner. When we come back, three bald guys in the room at the same time. All right, Coach Hill's in the house, and we'll talk some track, and Coach is going to join us on the phone line, Coach Ratliff, when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. Yes, indeed, it is. Oh, buckle them up. We are about to come to a quick stop, but stay right here. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
This is Anastasia with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Many of our members use backup generators, but did you know there is a potential danger called backfeed? Backfeed occurs when power travels back through the utility lines and re-energizes them, creating a very dangerous situation. If the generator is not installed properly, the backfeed of electric current could kill or injure a lineman working to restore your power. To prevent backfeed, generators should never be plugged into a home's wiring or directly into the circuit breaker panel. Instead, install a transfer switch. Please call CBC before you install a generator to ensure safety for all.
How would you like $50? How would you like it if $50 was donated to a local food bank? At Community First Credit Union, we can make both happen with our Drive Forward Give Back program. When you refinance your car or recreational vehicle with us, you get $50, a great rate, and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we donate $50 to support the Food Bank of Iowa. It's the ultimate win-win. Stop in or apply online at c1stcu.com today. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply, federally insured by the NCUA. What's holding you back from living your best life? If it's poor credit or no credit, Community First Credit Union has the solution for you. With our new Charge Up Credit Builder program, we make it possible for you to establish or rebuild your credit so you can achieve your dreams, whether it's owning a home, purchasing a vehicle, or something else. So, what do you say? Why not let Community First Credit Union help you charge up your credit to new heights? Subject to approval and program qualifications, Equal Housing Opportunity, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Unbelievable. Fast hour. The Coach's Corner always is. We're going to talk some track here as we'll get to Coach Todd Ratliff here in just a second. But I got Coach Heel here in the studio. Coach, give us... Oh, we got to go fast because, you know, we're on the countdown, 8 minutes and counting to get this thing in. So tell us a little bit about the week for the guys.
We'll go Jimmy John's fast. How's that?
Jimmy John's, yeah. So fast. Freaky fast.
We're supposed to have an outdoor meet, our home outdoor meet on Thursday. Due to the weather, it was not quite as inducive as we would like it to be. So we ended up canceling that, but picked up an indoor meet at Graceland last night. Never run down there before. I know the coaches both had back in high school, so way back before almost Vietnam. And but wow. had a good night over there. It was a late one, but we ended up taking nine guys. It was like spur of the moment. If you could go, great. If you couldn't and had other plans, that was fine too. And so we took nine guys down there, ended up tied for third with Central Decatur. But all in all, Ryan Little, right out of the chute, got back to his high jumping form. Went 6-4 last night and got first. You know, they run the little shorters. Instead of the 100s, you run 55s and 55 hurdles. But we loaded the 55 up and put four guys in it, and we ended up having three guys in the top 13 when it was all said and done. Parker Heeman had a great night. Made the finals and ended up running 7-1-3 and placed fourth overall. So really, really, really happy for him and the way he's worked on his blocks. Devers got fifth in the open or the 200. Ran a DMED, ran two of them actually. Ran one with some older guys and one with some younger guys. And DMED of Hutchison and Buckingham and Devers and Stalzer ended up getting second there. Our young kids, I was impressed with them. They finished ninth overall. And that was Parker Heeman and Eric Derscheid and Guy Samples, a freshman, and Brendan Lehart. Brendan Lehart had a personal record last night in his 800, I'm sorry, in his 232. So those kids are working hard in practice. They start showing some signs of having some success during the meets, and that's just a test to how hard they worked in practice. 400. I wanted to see some 400 times. We're going to figure out which four are going to run our 4x4. We haven't done that yet, but ended up fourth and fifth there. Stalzer got first in the 800, and then the 4x4 ended up getting third. So overall, scored 52 points above and beyond what we probably should have.
The win was that you were there.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Because unfortunately, this time of year you're going to deal with weather, and that's shouldn't be. A surprise, but we've been blessed with such good weather. You kind of been feeling like you're about a month ahead start here. All right, let's run on the phone lines. Coach Todd Ratliff with 3 minutes and counting. Coach, the tick is on. Break us down for the ladies in the week.
Yeah, we had some really, really strong performances out of some of our younger kids last night. Saw some time drops. We ran a young 4x2, and they were able to get seventh overall, so it was nice. I think three of them ran their fastest 200 ever. It's just great to get some meet experience for them and coming out of the blocks. And Serene Thompson, actually, she was our quickest 55 girl last night. So, you know, the only person in history who runs the 3,000 and the 55 meter. So she led us in that area. She also was our fastest 200 last night in the open 200. And then she dropped some more time off her 800 down to a 2:43. Millie McInnish ran the second fastest 800 of her life last night, so that's pretty spectacular, you know, as a freshman coming in. Our 4x4 and our distance medley both took first place fairly comfortably. We had a new PR, and we talked PRs for McKenna Montgomery. You know that things are getting fast. A new PR ever for her fastest 800 split anchor in that distance medley. Right now, as it sits, it's about 1 second off of a state qualifying time from the last 3 years. So it was really quick. Aaliyah Hood started that off to Avery Major to Abby George, and same four ran in that 4x4, and they went 4:24. So to put it in perspective how fast they are already in March indoors, it was the seventh fastest 4x4 ran in program history for the Lady D's program, and the fifth fastest ever distance medley ran in program history. So again, it was great that the administration were able to allow us to go to that, and you know, I got to drive the bus, so 3 hours sitting there talking with Coach Hill and Coach Beal, you know, keep anybody awake, and we had a great time, and I'm just so thankful for the parents understanding and supporting us, and you know, being able to get them into a meet with losing this week's and possibly Tuesday's at Davis County, 36 and snow last time I looked, so probably won't run there. So really good for the athletes to get out and to run hard. So just a great overall night, and you know, capped off a good week of practice as well.
That's Coach Todd Ratliff joining us on the phone lines. Coach Hill here in the studio. Coach, weather looking more like February than March now. As Coach Ratliff said, may not be a meet this week. So how do you make that up in a shortened week anyway?
Well, the athletes will not like not having a meet on Tuesday, I'm pretty sure. With a short week anyway, there'll be a couple nice workouts this week. So it'll be a meet. They'll get the meet workout, but it just will be, you know, in the same old friendly confines of Albia track. But they'll get some good workouts in this week, and then we'll start hitting it, because once we hit meets, once this weather warms up, we'll have at least two a week for, pretty much all the way through. So we'll continue to get them going and keep them where they're at or improving them. Obviously, that's our goal. But we don't want them to go backwards at this point. So they'll get some good workouts this week, and we'll see what happens weather-wise. We can't control that.
Well, it'll just be a little bit different pace in the cold. You're going to do a little bit different workouts, and you know, but everybody wants to get to the meets. Coach Ratliff, have a great weekend, buddy, and it's Palm Sunday, and so next week we're going to have Good Friday. It's going to be a fast week.
Yeah, thank you so much, and go Big Blue.
Coach Darren Hill, Coach Todd Ratliff, the fastest hour in all radio. Don't forget, folks, you can catch the Cyclones right here. All the tournament action right here on Thunder Country KIIC, and big one, hey, the Cyclones, they look like legitimate contenders. I had them going to the Elite Eight, and I think I made a mistake because I think they could win it all. But they better get it done today, and you'll catch it right here. Hawkeye fans, Caitlin Clark is going to be coming your way, and Hawkeye fans, maybe slim, but maybe a win over Utah, and you could be hosting in the Elite Eight of the NIT. I don't care. Just let's cut down to some nets someplace, somewhere. Hey, the Fast Hour and All Radio is in the books. One thing left to do on this Sundrift Saturday. And that's have a great Saturday. You've been listening to Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Thanks to the best producer in all the business, Jacob Briggs. Have a great Saturday.
The only all-digital.